Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Why are some big names in business and economics pretty cryptophobic against crypto, afraid of crypto, morbid dread of crypto? Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize winning economist. I got this link along with this question, and the link goes directly to LinkedIn. And there's this image that goes from people who are bearish about it all the way to bullish about it. Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize winning economist. Bitcoin is evil. It's a crypto con. Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase. Bitcoin is a fraud. Warren Buffett, Bitcoin is a mirage. Ben Bernanke, interesting but has some serious problems. Howard Marks, a speculative bubble. And then it starts getting positive with Bill Gates, Mark Cuban, Jack Ma, Mark Andreessen. The last person at Andreessen Horowitz Fund actually investing in 8 or 9 blockchain companies. So why this variability? First of all, nobody knows what's going to happen to Bitcoin or blockchain companies in the future. But there is deep belief from people like me. I'm a supporter that the underlying technology is pretty solid and has potential applications. Not that we have seen too many of the success stories yet. Just like in 2000, we did not see, there was a lot of hype around internet technologies. We could see that it's connecting all the people. There's something that we can do about this, but there was nobody doing anything about it. So it took years before the FAMCON came out, the Facebook, Amazon's, Microsoft's, Google's, Apple's, Netflix, and so on and so forth. So I think we're going to see the same. We're going to test out the technology. There's going to be a lot of fuel burnt, people's hands burnt, investors' money wasted. We have seen that already happening last year with billions invested. More than 50% has vaporized already. I'm sure another 70-80% of the remaining will get vaporized in the short term. But bottom line is, it'll take some time, but I have a feeling that we're going to come out with spectacular successes just like we saw with FAMGANS. So that is, again, an opinion. Can people be wrong? Can brilliant people? Well, we saw 2 Nobel laureates, right? So that were running LTCM. LTCM was a hedge fund. Long-term capital management was a hedge fund. And that had actually a couple of Nobel laureates. No kidding, really? Yeah. And it still went upside down? Yes, it did. Myron Scholes, Robert Merton. So these were people who were Nobel Prize winners. It didn't make any difference. LTCM still went bust. The other thing is the famous quote of Bill Gates. He said, when we set the upper limit of PC DOS at 640K kilobytes in memory, we thought nobody would ever need that much memory. Can you believe that? That's Bill Gates. And we all respect. He's obviously a brilliant man. But no matter how brilliant we are, we cannot predict the future. So, yeah, will Bitcoin and blockchain companies do well in the future? There are people like me that believe so. And there are obviously people, some of them I quoted, that don't believe so. So, and I think one of the serious flaws or fallacies or biases we all human beings have is we think we can predict, but I don't think we can. So that's a problem. So will blockchain turn out to be a big black swan or a big fraud? I think future will only tell. But people like me continue to believe in it because I think there is potential. This is unique technology, and we human beings have great persistence in trying things out until our gut feeling is manifested. So there it goes.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.